Earth and sky.
Between 2 and 3 billion people, or roughly one-third of the world's population, are living in energy poverty, according to the United Nations.
The UN defines energy poverty as lack of access to clean and efficient energy systems. People who are considered energy poor often rely on human and animal power for production. They might gather solid fuels like wood and dung to burn for cooking and heat. Rob Bayless works with energy poverty issues at Yale University.
It is the way that people have been living for thousands of years. It's the fact that half the world's population has shifted into what we would consider a much more modern, convenient way to live, a way which it's easier to maintain health standards.
Solid fuel use causes what Bayless calls indoor air pollution, which in turn is linked to widespread respiratory illnesses and lung diseases. According to the World Health Organization, indoor air pollution kills more people than malaria or tuberculosis each year. Bayless spoke of creating markets for clean, renewable energy.
And he said improving access to modern energy would have huge health benefits for large populations. But he said even the term energy poverty raises a complex set of issues.
What would be non-poverty? You know, how much energy is enough? When is somebody not energy poor? That's an open question.
This is Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.